I've seen some very disappointing behaviour on our current broadcast television. I think with investigative documentary, everything I worked on over the years, we were very proud of doing it in an unbiased way and trying to get some really good interviews which were honest and true. What we see today, and I've seen it on BBC, on Newsnight, so it can be high-quality programmes, where the interviewee is representing some fairly big organisation or the government, and the interviewee is really pushed for an answer. Paxman and others will say, well, what's the answer? You know, yes or no, yes or no. And often answers are not yes or no, and I've seen interviewees pushed and pushed and pushed. I mean, there was a famous one, I think Paxman asked someone 12 times the same thing. And of course, a person who is very good with interviews, and obviously many MPs are, they can ride with that stuff, but others cannot. And so you end up many situations where the person is beginning to sweat, is beginning to kind of, you know, look less honest almost. Not because they aren't being honest, they're just being worn down and they know that that question really isn't appropriate and they will be misrepresented. So I think it is easy to misrepresent people if you push them in a news/current affairs situation. Having done lots of editing, both the news sort, when literally you're throwing in the shots, and I've done stuff, we're finished editing 10 seconds before transmission, you literally play it out for the edit suite, and the last few shots you threw in, you really didn't think about them. So I think people have different standards for news. Errors creep in, that's fine. Well, it isn't fine, but it does happen. I think with anything more serious, higher budget, you know, more time, it is up to the director to have got the actual coverage of shots to make it work. And again, I've been in many edits where you need to edit over shots of an interview so that you can select the bits of the interview you'd like, and then you always get then jump cuts which you have to basically cover up, or certainly usually cover up. Now, if the producer, director, cameraman hasn't got enough shots of that person, then you're going to be looking around for what you can use, and sometimes you have to use something which isn't quite appropriate. And I know that can happen, and there are some famous examples of where a shot has been put in, perhaps making someone look like they're laughing, smirking, where it makes the audience think that person is thinking something which they are not. So it's easy for a shot which is purely through necessity, the only shot the editor's got is used, but that shot was done at a different time and the person being shot was thinking something else, and it can distort things. For the whole time we've been editing programmes, we've always tried to make them interesting and engaging. If you take any fly-on-the-wall documentary, so, for example, Educating Essex, looking at a school over 6 months, or Sky's programme on Gatwick Airport over 6 months, clearly you cannot edit that in a chronological sequence. The actual programme maker has to take material and edit it together in a way that engages audiences and keeps them engaged. The usual model for that is some sort of theme. So the school one, each programme had a different theme, sort of bullying or sort of pregnancy, etc., etc. In the airport one, you know, again, themes around sort of snow, disruption. So that means that we always have to have something which is pacey and exciting. So I've heard it said, if you think about programmes about hospitals, doctors, spies, if you ask about those programmes afterwards, it's always the case that the actual people say, well, it's not really that exciting. We have hours when nothing happens. So I think there's an expectation of audiences and everyone that the programme makers have to make things more exciting than they really are. So they have to restructure things, reorder them to make it interesting. ITV has a particular problem because of the ad breaks. They need to get people back after the advert. So you very often find sort of jeopardy brought in, so sort of moments of tension, things you want to find out what happened, and ITV is certainly good at that. One of my pet hates with any programme with adverts is that they'll often re-say loads of things. They'll often retell me what the programme is 4 times during it, and I feel like saying, I know what the programme is, I've been watching it. But certainly audiences understand and expect that things are not really like that in the real world. They know it's a bit more exciting than it really is, and things are a bit tighter than they really are. I feel that jeopardy is fine if it makes that programme more interesting so people watch it. I think where things become not fine is where you're deceiving the audience. So I think perhaps, for example, to get round the honesty fact, some part of the programme tells you that time goes by without anything happening. So obviously you only have to include a brief comment that these things happen over time, or just how the commentary is worded, so you know, OK, it's not really like this. So I think if we're honest about it, audiences are fine. If we deceive people and we say, look, this is what it's like being a doctor. You're always, you know, in a hospital, you're always on the go 24/7. There's never any breaks. You deceive people, then that isn't right. So I think audiences want something honest, but they are quite happy to have something honest that is fun to watch.